Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
on the Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I was sitting here going over some things real quick, and whoa, what a crazy day, huh? The weather was freaking kind of crazy and awesome at the same time. I don't think I can actually do that, but that's the way it hit me, so that's what I'm going to go with. Let's see here. Heather's with us, right, rather? Heather? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, one with hope.
Okay.
I'm trying. I'm hanging in there.
No problem. I was sitting here looking at the chat room, basically saying, hello, welcome, everyone. If you want to give a call, get a reading here. Experience a great reading, I guess. Yeah, I do have two qualified people. Just give us a call at 646-721-9031. If that was too fast, then you should keep up. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Well.
If you want to give a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Don't get crazy about calling in and saying, that was just too fast, because I'll really go slow. So if you want to give me a call for a private reading, please do so at 740-500-8863. That number again is 740-500-8863. That's for private readings and private sessions and that kind of thing. We also have some things going on this month, too, as we're going into May and June. If you would like to have someone at your party, please give us a call. We love doing parties and that kind of stuff. It's only $100 flat fee for, doesn't matter how long your party is. So just give us a call. And right now, this month, we're also having May special, which is 5 30-minute sessions for $100. So call now. Be glad to sit and work with you on the manifestation, life coaching, whatever it is. Take advantage of the situation, because actually those go for regularly, they're actually $30 a piece for 30 minutes. So give it a shot. If you want to check out all the things we do, please go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We do parties, sessions, group readings. We have different variations in our readings from an hour. No, 60. Got a good look at that again. I think it's actually.
How about just whatever it gets to be?
Okay, fine. I'm trying to think. I got to go look at that. I know if you're listening to the show right now, that we have our readings where you can actually get like a 75-minute reading for $75, 35 minutes for $35. So it's $1 a minute. So check that out. And plus, Heather does things too as well. So why don't you tell them all about it?
Oh, you put me on the spot. Dang it. Well, I was looking at my phone at some pictures that are on my phone that aren't, they don't belong to me. Because it's a used phone, right? Somebody else's.
They're on your phone.
Well,
okay.
No, I do life coaching as well as I assist with meditation, light work, and chakra clearing.
How much your sessions usually run for?
Oh, $50. I definitely have way too much fun. I just posted on Facebook that I was getting ready to do the show. I have way more fun than one should. Anyways, they range, my sessions are about $50, and they get to be whatever they get to be, so I don't have a set time limit.
Of course,
I can't go over a certain, 90 minutes is really the maximum amount that we get to accomplish what we get to accomplish in a session. So, but meditation, mm-hmm. Walking through a meditation or a chakra clearing is not, it doesn't take all that long. So,
that's
but it's
true.
Really fun. I end up giggling in my own meditation, so,
Having fun, are we?
Oh, always. Anyways, my number, my phone number to get a hold of me to do this is 435-503-4577.
Okay, guys, if you didn't catch that, it's 435-503-4577. Call now, because sessions are going to be filling up like crazy, and she's going to be too busy to get to you. But then again, if you get right now, she'll be right there and be having a good time, giggling as she goes through the sessions with you.
I do have to schedule appointments. So.
Really? You have to get organized?
I do. And I'm not necessarily an organized person. I usually fly by the seat of my pants, which I'm very notorious for. But, you know, I do get to have some, because I want to make sure that I have everything set aside so that I can devote 100% of my time and attention to whoever
I'm on the
phone.
That's why people go by the seat of their pants. The people who fly by the seat of their pants are always replacing their pants because they always get those holes in the back of them. And then you can see where they've actually gone too fast. And they fall
down.
Well,
I beg to differ. Do you know how long I can make a pair of pants last?
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Okay.
I'm just saying that most people who fly by the seat of their pants usually have to replace their pants because of the holes they get in the pockets and stuff, right? And then you can also see where they've actually gone too fast and fallen down, so they also have the holes in their knees. So they have to understand what that's all about and everything like that. We have some girls that have holes in their knees, but we won't go into that. Anyway.
Oh. Do you know there's so many things that went to my mind? Anyways.
Because I can identify with that. Anyway.
what are we talking about tonight? And I think we should get off of that subject right now.
Yeah, but sometimes when you get off the subject, girls always look like you. In an unsatisfied way. Where do you go? So you never know. Anyway.
How about we talk about manifesting tonight? Because I know we didn't talk about it last night. We talked about that damn cliff that so many of us girls get stuck on.
That damn cliff.
Yeah.
Just tell everybody.
So
1 to 2 hours. We're going to do angel readings. We're going to chat about whatever. So if you have a topic that you'd like to bring to the show, too, as well, when you call in, please do so. And then we have our new co-host, Heather Smith. She's crazy. So join us for this great roundtable conversation on what to do to have a life you want, which is the idea of change your thinking, change your thoughts, change your life. Plus, we're going to be doing some any kind of readings you want to talk about, relationship readings. And we'd like to specify to everybody, when I say private readings, we talk about those are the sessions when you go to the website, you're going to see that we do charge for those. But here on the show, we're doing free readings. So therefore, if you want to call and get an answer to a question, first and foremost, you have to have a question. And kind of move smoothly, something like that too as well. But we're going to have a great show. So once you join us in the idea of creating this great show, because it seems like that's the way it goes. But we are going to sit here and talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about, God, the angels, archangels. What is an angel card reading? Anybody want to know what that is? Call in. If you don't like psychics, let's talk about it. Past life readings.
Works.
Past life readings are readings we haven't done yet. Anyway. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I've actually got this technique that you can act. There's a CD. I have an MP3 download where you can actually do. You know how we do past life regressions.
Yeah.
I can also do future life regressions, where we take you to the future. Yeah.
That's not really. How would you do that?
Well, how would we do that? It's like we would sit there and focus on your life and what you're doing now, and then give you an idea.
But
not like future lives.
Like.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to sit there and show you. Okay. Here you are. You think you've made a great choice. We're going to take you from the choice you made today. And we're going to take you in the future to see what the outcome is going to be. If you don't like it, then we come back to the present time. And then we can say, okay, the future's not written in stone. And we can change it.
So you're going to assist people in walking through each little... So in my coaching, one thing that I always ask people is, are you getting the results you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
If not, how are you going to get... What are you going to change to get the results that you're looking for? Let's talk about this and work through this and figure out some good suggestions for you or some, you know, different way to go, a different path to go on.
Yeah.
So let's say your marriage is not going so well. Well, how are you showing up in it? So I suppose with your little program, you can give them different scenarios, but that's not always going to work because each person, you can only do it for an individual person, not a love relationship or even a job necessarily. How are you going to do this?
It's like one of those things.
My mind.
What you, well, first and foremost, what you do is you work with the angels to see if it's possible to do it for that person or even the idea of something they should do. You know, most people have a tendency to go through the past life. Or it's like this would be like a 90-minute session where you do a past life regression, bring you to the point here of why everything's happened the way it is, and then see if we choose one aspect of your life. Like, let's change your dress, and then we go to the future and see what happens. That's a simple thing. What I'm saying is, it's the ideal. We make decisions, and we don't realize by one simple decision or maybe one situation where we did make a decision, it has an outcome that's going to play itself
out
in the future.
My thoughts just went about 1,000 miles deep, okay, with every possible scenario in a matter of seconds. So I got a little carried away there. I think it should be a good thing.
Sure you do. Anyway.
I really do. We can't put my brain in the middle of it, so, yeah.
Okay. So we got to take it back one step and go, Heather has to catch up. So, yeah,
no, Heather has to back up.
If you back up too far, you're going to go, how did I get back in the 14th century? You went back too far. Anyway.
If I was in the 14th century, I'd be having some fun.
You know, turning princes into frogs, right? Anyway.
Yeah, I'd probably be headless again.
So it'd be a short pathway.
This is a good age for me to live in, definitely.
I'm just saying with the situation, it's like if you're going to have that kind of a lifetime where you're going to lose your head, I heard you're going to live up to, like, what, 11 seconds? Anyway.
I don't know. Well, according to you, I've had 6 of them that I've been beheaded in, so.
Well, they say when you lose your head, you can have to be seen and be aware of things for at least 11 seconds before everything goes dark.
Okay. I could probably do that.
Unless you're a person who says, okay, we're going to lose the head, so I'm going to leave first. So therefore, I won't be around to experience that one. You suppose?
I don't know.
Well,
Okay, so my grandmother, growing up, she's like the Molly Mormon Mary Poppins type, just darling. And if something kind of hurt her feelings in a joking way, you know, she wasn't terribly offended, but slightly.
She was offended.
She'd say, "Come." Anyways, that's what I was doing.
Julie, and everybody's sitting there going, did anybody just hear that Julie Roberts? I mean, Julie Roberts. Julie Andrews is here. So.
Where?
She was the one that did Mary Poppins.
I know that, silly. Where is she?
No, that's what I'm saying. When you were having your little experience, when she said those things, there's somebody in the crowd going, you know, Julie Andrews is here.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to hear is the heels are full of music or something like that.
Well, you know, there's my favorite things. That's always a fun one to sing. Now, see, my aunt and I used to fold, my grandmother would have us, she'd put all the laundry out on the floor and we'd watch The Sound of Music, folding our own clothes. I was about 7. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, mine used to be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, where Dick Van Dyke goes into the town to buy that car and he ends up doing that one song, that one dance, that dance sequence where he's talking about the bamboo, the old bamboo.
You know, I haven't seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Please don't be appalled by that, but I haven't.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Chitty
Chitty
Bang
Bang? Another movie night, I get to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Well,
you have to rent that, and I'll pop popcorn.
I'll have to rent that one, huh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out which museum should I go to get it. Anyway,
oh.
I mean, come on, think of it. Some of those things are like, what I hear the other day. I heard the other day that, this might sound creepy in some ways, but it was like Michael Jackson's like socks or something going for like $100,000, you know?
His socks? Like, as in somebody...
It's freaky, isn't it? He actually wore socks.
Got a hold of his diary? Oh.
Okay, diary socks.
Oh, socks.
I guess there's a connection. What do you think I said?
Socks. Oh, gosh. I should really probably just go to bed, you know? Put that girl away.
Okay. We have some callers in the queue, so let's go to those guys and talk to,
okay.
We'll talk to them. Let's go to the queue and talk to some people, and then we'll get back to you. Anyway.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, really? I don't think that if we have anybody talking, that you're going to sit there and not have an opinion about something.
Oh,
that would just be
okay. Okay, you're right. I don't have an opinion.
So you're going to start talking. Okay, let's bring on the first caller, which is 408. 408, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And how are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hello,
hi,
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
What's up?
Hi. I was just wondering if I can get a reading.
Did you make an appointment? I'm just kidding. Anyway.
We're in a silly mood tonight, for sure.
So let's look at the situation, Tiffany. I mean, what's the thing that you're focusing on right now, the idea of what you would like to find out?
I guess the focus is job, but, right now I'm looking for a better job, and I have applied, and I had a phone interview. But, I guess, what I want to know is, if things will change, if there'll be a shift, if I'll be happier, if there'll be better changes coming my way.
Well, the impression I get is yes, there will be some definitely changes. And don't get discouraged because they don't happen as fast as you want to. But I get the impression as we get toward the end of June, they will be a transition period where you'll start seeing a lot of changes happening at one time. You
okay.
want a different job, but you don't like the job you're working at right now, right?
No, yeah, I don't like the job I'm at right now, but it's been like a repeated cycle. Like I get a job and I find out it's not right for me and I look for something else.
Well, as you're sitting here working this job, you should also sit down and be very specific about exactly what do you want.
Yeah, with each job, I find out what I don't want.
Okay, good. So we're getting close.
Yeah, I think I'm almost
no,
there.
I'm just saying with the situation, I was reading this in Dr. Wayne Dyer's book. He says the ideal of actually looking for what you want to do with your life, you should never put the ideal of money first. Money is something that you like to obtain through certain avenues. So you should be focused on the avenue, not the outcome, as in that money. Because if you start focusing on the money first, then it kind of creates blocks, even to the point where you can't even see what you really want.
Mhm. Okay.
Well, and honey, you also get to figure out what it is that you enjoy. What do you want to spend your time doing? That's huge. If you know what you like, this is your life. You don't want to spend hours on end, day after day after day, working for somebody else, doing something that you hate. You're really going to take on something that you love. And if you like clothes and you're working in a designer dress shop, it's going to be a lot easier going to work because you're good at what you do. You love helping other people find clothes that fit, Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you've got to find something that really suits you. And it doesn't matter what it is. It really doesn't. And when you get to where you want to be, doing what you want to do, the money will start flowing in for sure. But you have to be happy where you're at. So don't focus on what you don't want. You've got to focus on what it is that you enjoy.
Okay.
Even if it's talking.
Yeah, because I put up three cards for you. The first one was the six of air. The second one was the balance card, which is his Archangel. Zachariel, and I think Archangel Zachariel is one of focusing on balancing in your life. Because it talks about, when's your birthday?
March 1st.
So you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Well, it shows the idea of focusing on your earth side, which is you have the queen of earth, or the queen of pentacles, which means money. But the idea of to obtain the security you're looking for It's the idea of looking at a person who's thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. But it's also the idea of focusing on those positive traits and trying to figure out what kind of career you could actually be working, and the idea of putting yourself in that ideal position. But it says make time for those around you in the process of socializing, but in the process of socializing, it's an easier way of really obtaining exactly what you really want to do with your life. And the idea of the more you find things to enjoy, the more you start realizing the things that you really do like. And then the other things have a tendency to take on a different light, they go in a different direction. Because it talks about the idea of taking a sensible approach, and in the idea of going out and getting jobs that you don't like to find out what you do or don't like, they're not really seeing that as a sensible way of doing it. It's the idea, like she said, Heather said, to sit down in the ideal and really start focusing on those ideals and what those traits are. Okay, dealing, it's also like the idea of looking at situations too, where we can see that you need to change your perception. And as you start seeing these changes happen and challenges, you got to look at them in the idea of, most people think it's kind of crazy, to look at everything that happens in your life. You know, thank your mom for being an ass. And people go, well, how can you do that? Because in the process of her being that way, there were certain things that you realized within yourself and the direction you need to go into, even if it was away from her. You still had a realization. So you sit there and thank her for giving you that realization because of her attitude, which actually helped you understand that you don't want to be around that, even to the point where you feel like you make a difference in a different way than she can. Because it's kind of funny how people sit there and try to tell you how to live your life, and then you look at their lives, and it doesn't reflect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have a hard time, like, you really have a hard time believing them. But it's but the second card does talk about the ideal need for balance and moderation in your life. But you have to start obtaining that within yourself. Because it does definitely say things are looking up. It shows the end of a difficult situation. And it shows taking a trip. But I keep getting more like a weekend getaway, where you just take a time, take 3 days off, and just disappear for 3 days by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get really familiar with who you are. Can you do that?
Yeah, I have to do some soul searching.
Honey, I'm kind of curious. Do you ever get any, stuff will go through your head, thoughts or something, and you find that whatever it is that you were thinking about is actually something that's real, or manifests or it becomes a reality, perhaps getting messages? Do you feel like you're perhaps intuitive?
Emotionally, I can sense people's emotion, but I can't predict anything, I haven't noticed of those.
Okay. So do you ever have a hard time deciphering between your feelings and somebody else's? Like if somebody has anxiety and you've all of a sudden got anxiety and you don't know why?
Yeah, or like sometimes people are mad and I become mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start kind of delving into that area, you know, start learning more about that. Pay attention to that. And but while you're doing that, also be aware of when somebody else is mad and let it go and not affect your own energy, okay, because that's their emotion and you don't have to take it on. But I go through the same thing. I have that all the time. Somebody has anxiety, I'm like, oh my gosh, and I just keep it, and there's times when I don't even know where it comes from, and I can't figure out why I have anxiety. But you just have to, meditation is good for that as well, but do some study on that, okay? Start learning about that, because you have a bit of a gift there.
Okay. Okay, about my intuition?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm just saying with ways of working on abilities has a tendency to help you make better choices, too, as well.
Yeah. I have tried to meditate, like, yesterday, and I end up falling asleep.
Oh.
Well, you look at the situation. Realistically, the meditation is working because it relaxes you and it puts you right out. It's just the idea of learning how to do it. Because most people, reason most people sit up and do meditation, so they won't fall asleep. They can actually focus and concentrate. When they close their eyes, they have a tendency to imagine themselves sitting in a dark room. And then from the point of imagining you're in a dark room, you look at the situation. Say if you're around a lot of people or your work and that kind of stuff, and you're just constantly around people all the time, it's the idea of looking at the dark room as a comfort and like a sanctuary, and getting away from all the chaos and noise.
Well, and try some affirmations while you're doing your meditation.
Okay.
But if you do it every day, even if it's only for a few minutes every day, if you just take the time to do some deep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, say a few affirmations, and just work on being very connected and very in tune. And then each day you're going to get a little better at it, and you're going to start getting into a routine, and you can start getting into a deeper meditation and really truly getting connected to some awesome, awesome things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't very long.
Like, what do you get when you meditate? When you say awesome things, like, what do you experience?
Oh, my goodness. I have experienced so many different things. Sometimes if I'm really stressed, now, I leave my meditation area set up all the time. I never take it down. I have one specific space that I meditate in. I have candles and incense, and I have any that I meditate to because, there's several senses that are affected there. And then, oh, my goodness, I have danced with my angels. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but a friend of mine was sleeping when I started doing my meditation, and I had asked my angels to come in and, legions of angels, come just dance with me, have fun, and because no matter what I'm going through, when they're here, I'm happy. It's like a part of home. It's a part of heaven. And so I can let go of all the nonsense in the world. And they're so much fun. They have this beautiful sense of humor. They have this abundant love for us. And they just want us to, they just want to love us. And so they love being called on. They love coming in and participating. Well, my friend who was sleeping woke up because of my music. But because I was in this meditation, it was kind of we were kind of deep into it. And my friend said that when he woke up, it felt like someone almost pushed his head back down and he was out cold. And I was like, yeah, that was probably my angels because we were packed in here. We're having too much fun. And, if he had gotten up, it kind of would have dispersed the whole moment. So, anyways, there was another, I was working on going up several levels into, and then back down so that I could go into a past life and experience it. Well, I wasn't able to get quite that far. Like I always say, light is online, precepts on precepts. So it was something that I was practicing at the moment. And but I was so deep in this meditation, I had another friend call me. Of course, I am an idiot, and I couldn't set my phone away from me. So it rang, and I answered it, and I was not really in my body necessarily. I was somewhere else. I was up, several levels. And when I went to go pick him up and I was driving back, he's like, "What is wrong with you? You are, not even yourself." I was like, "I'm not in my body right, okay? I interrupted my meditation to come get you, and I'm just not, I'm not there yet." And so, because we live in a third dimension, right? And so we can move ourselves up to other dimensions. The fifth dimension is generally where we want to be, but it's a totally different mindset. Does this sound really weird? It's a beautiful thing, but I feel like I'm... going on and on and on about some beautiful experiences that are probably a little off the wall for some. But those are two of the very, very, some of the most awesome experiences that I've had. So I do. I may start my meditation crying because I'm hurt or I have a heartache that I struggle with. But by the end, I usually end up giggling because I've called forth my angels to come and hang with me. Come dance. Mm-hmm. Let's play. And they do, and I end up giggling. So they don't have to be boring meditation to really succeed. And I do get messages when I meditate because my angels talk to me. And the feeling that you get from other people, you sense their emotion and their feelings, you can hear your angels, honey, and you can feel them. And so during your meditation, you will get to a point where you can hear what they're telling you. And those messages are so beautiful. And they're vital. And they're just for you. Now, they may be for someone else, but a message that you get to give to someone else or something that you get to do for someone else. We all have a divine purpose here. And so when we meditate and we hear our angels, that is so important because we have so much to give and so much to do. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
And that's what I do. I help people through all that.
Okay. Okay, so I need to practice some more and not fall asleep.
No, don't fall asleep, honey. If you fall asleep, get up and dance. And it's okay to dance in your meditation because that's a form of energy. And you do want to, there's some parts. Do you ever listen to Enya?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of her music is kind of upbeat. So I certainly get up and I'll move about. And I have a little circle that I stay in. But definitely, definitely move around. If that's what serves you, you're connecting. You're connecting to Source and you're connecting to Mother Earth. And it's pushing away all the outside world. And all the nonsense of this third dimension. Meditation does not always have to look a certain way. It depends on what your purpose is and what you're seeking. If you're just wanting to connect, by all means, honey, move about. Okay, put your headphones in. Put some Enya on or put classical music on or something that is of the same sort. Okay, light some incense. I use Mug Champa. It's my favorite. It just gets me where I want to be. So, and I like candles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but affirmation, that will help because you're working through things. If you focus on your breathing, in through your nose, out through your mouth, that will really serve in meditation as well.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try the affirmation and the breathing. Maybe that'll help me not fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Google some affirmations.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a whole bunch out there. I have some of my own, but just whatever it is that you're wanting to achieve in your life. I have a job that I love now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm surrounded by people that I love now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of my money flows into my life. I'm expected and unexpected sources in abundance now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a ton. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, whole, and healed now. All is well. So,
you can try simple ones and say, I am love.
Yes.
And then I was sitting there, I got a hold of Dorian Virtue's chakra clearing book for chakra clearings and meditations. And it actually has a meditation in there, how to clear your third eye and how to work with Archangel Raphael to clear negativity. certain things like that. And there's two meditations in there that you do for chakra clearing that already have music to them. But what I did was I found some other music, like with HemiSync CDs and stuff like that, and I changed them and used the same meditation but just different music.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like fun too as well, and the idea of focusing on the things. Also, it's like going out throughout the day, right? You do your meditations and your chakra stuff and kind of like observe your day and see how your day was different today because you did a meditation compared to the days you don't. I know when I used to do the chakra clearing, it was kind of funny that when I did the chakra clearings, I would always focus more on my throat chakra. And in the book, it's kind of funny, in the book meditation, it's got it written out. It's the same on the CD, except for one thing she does differently is she actually goes over the ear chakras, but she doesn't really go over the ear chakras, I think. She doesn't go over the ear chakras on the CDs themselves, but she does go, but it is in the meditation in the book. So it's like one of those things where you feel like you need to do more, like hear more and clear your throat chakra, where you can actually not just speak your mind to other people, but also listen to yourself. I always recommend chakra meditations are good too.
Okay. Okay, I'll look into that.
Okay. That book again is Chakra Clearing by Doreen Virtue.
Okay, Doreen Virtue. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing the information. I'm going to try and see if it works.
Okay. No problem. Let us know.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. You have a great day.
You're welcome, honey. You too. Have a beautiful night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And before we go any further, sit here and tell everybody, hey, we do private readings and sessions and that kind of thing. So if you want to take advantage of a private session, just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com through the contact page, and I will definitely call you back and look at the sessions and that kind of stuff. But for May, for the show, if you're listening to the show right now, you get your readings for a dollar a minute, no matter what kind of variation they are. And we also have this thing where you get five 30-minute sessions, a block of 30-minute sessions for five for only $100. So, therefore, we got the things going on. So, check it out. Heather also does readings and sessions and stuff like that, too, a lot of light work. So, therefore, how can they contact you?
I'm so sorry. I'm feeling rather obnoxious and giggly. Anyways,
okay, I'll give the phone number out real quick. If you want to contact Heather, just call her at 435-503-4577. The only thing I don't know about is your email.
My email is heather.love.light@gmail.com. And that's light, L-I-G-H-T.
Okay. And your sessions are going for, doesn't matter what
it's
kind of variation of time.
$50 a session.
They're just going for $50.
Yeah. And there's, I have no specific time set. It's, you know, I can't go over more than 90 minutes. But I don't want to set a time on it because we really get to accomplish whatever we get to accomplish in a session. So, you know, mm-hmm. if it takes 30 minutes, it takes 30 minutes. If it takes an hour, it takes an hour. I just want to be able to accomplish our goal, and that's the whole point. So,
I was just going to say, if they're a person, I mean, this is sort of the variations. You can't do no more than 90 minutes, basically. But then again, if you have clients who can only do 30 minutes, you have no problem working for two or three sessions.
So, and, you know, if I'm working with one specific client, you know, over several sessions, we may have one session where they can really only spend 30 minutes, but the next time they may spend an hour and a half. So, you know, it does balance out, but we still accomplish our goal and our mission every time. And I just don't want to put a time limit on it. I want it to be whatever it is. But if I'm scheduling people, I have to make sure I have, you know, I don't want to run into someone else's time.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I just want to be fair for all.
Gotcha.
Anyway. I don't know what has gotten into me tonight.
I don't either. Did you any cupcakes or?
Oh, I went with Mona to go get some popcorn, and I tried dill pickle popcorn.
Dill pickle?
Yes, it wasn't as good as the bacon and cheddar popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was real funny today, too. I come walking by the T-shirt shop, and I was sitting talking to that one girl that was in there. I won't mention her by name, but it was kind of funny where I had a conversation about staying out of someone's business over being pregnant. As I walked by the shop today, I noticed that she came out the door eating a pickle. So I was like, the typical
at
pickle.
At least there was no ice cream with that pickle.
I don't know. If you look at her attitude, it was cold. So
Oh. There
you go. We have the cold attitude with an ice pickle. So we have ice cream and pickles.
Okay. You just have to remember, she's rather insensitive.
Oh.
But actually, not insensitive. She's overly sensitive because of the entire situation. Okay? Pregnant
women. It's one of those situations. You look at people go through these kind of things, and they go off on you and that kind of stuff. Basically, what it means is, yes, you're pregnant, and it's a situation where she feels out of control because she has no control over this. She can't sit here and say, no. It's one of those situations that's going to progress. It doesn't matter how you feel or don't feel. Decisions have to be made, decisions and that kind of stuff. And, you know, sometimes I guess when people are going through things like that when you're 19, it can be a little overwhelming and stuff like that. I just wish people would do one thing. Quit trying to control everybody else in the process of being in an out-of-control situation. Of course, it explains why they do it, but still, at the same time, you just want people to say, you know something? If you don't like it, then don't like it. Okay? Because we were talking about this day when I was reading Dr. Wayne Dyer's book. It says basically any kind of resentment is not justifiable because it's your perception that you're imposing on somebody else who sees it totally different.
You know, there's so much of Wayne Dyer's stuff. Now, I love him. He is my mentor. He is my favorite author. I collect as many of his books as I can, and I have him on CDs. But his stuff makes me stop breathing. It makes me stop breathing. I get anxiety. No reason for resentment? Are you kidding me?
I know.
So the fact is
true. It's just your perception. And how you've been conditioned, you have
a
tough
time
with
it. It goes back to the third dimension, thinking in the human mind, the ego. That's exactly what it is. And we get to learn to overcome
that. You're right. Yeah, justifying your right. But that's all
yes.
It is. It's justification that you're right. What else does it do? It doesn't do anything.
Well, and being the victim. Oh, my gosh, this person did this to me. Just like the pregnant young lady. Well, how dare you talk about me to somebody else that knows me? Well,
yeah. It
wasn't done maliciously. It wasn't done to cause hurt or, in any negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, okay, every single thing that happens to us happens for highest good.
Sure.
And it's done out of love.
That's what I was trying to say to you. I was we went over the thing with her when she was basically sitting there yelling at me. I thought it was so crazy about the situation was because I sat her and said, okay. And then she went and proceeded to tell me again. I said, okay. She went to proceed again for the third time to tell me I shouldn't do this. So I'm sitting there going, we could look at the situation and say resentment. There's no justification for a resentment because if you look at the situation, in the process of trying to control the situation, she was so caught up on her agenda, she wasn't even aware that someone was actually agreeing with her and saying, okay, you're right, no problem. So could you, and it's like people look at people and go, okay, if you get a bad reaction or maybe someone tells you to get the hell out, whose really fault is it? Because you're not listening. You're basically taking the information and pounding it down someone's throat. Who's already got it? And, it's like telling people, okay, I guess it was like yesterday when you tell somebody, enough's enough. You don't have to be doing it in a mean way. You're just saying, enough's enough, so therefore with the situation that you choose to still continue to go through, I don't. Does that mean I don't love you, don't care about you? No, it doesn't. It just means I have to also honor and respect myself. Because right at that moment, there seems like there's a lot of disrespect and not honoring going on. Not toward me, toward themselves, that they're so caught up in the idea of hatred, I guess you would say, or just anger, or the lack of lost control, that they're not really focusing. And this is one of the things you saw about before, about a person acting out of fear and is not aware of what she's doing to somebody else. And I've seen people do this where they get this resentment, or they won't even communicate with the person because of one freaking thing that was said about. And realistically, it's not even being said. It's just a question being asked. But they want to sit there and basically not even communicate, period, on any kind of level, because one infraction, people don't stand with relationships. You get hurt. Sure, you get hurt.
Okay, well, it goes back to you're either coming from a space of fear or you're coming from a space of love. Okay, and if you're coming from a space of fear, it shows up in numerous forms. It can show up in hatred. It can show up in resentment. It can show up in all kinds of horrible, dark ways. But then again, that is the human condition, okay? And so we get to... we get to raise our vibration and rise above those emotions and truly come from a space of love in everything that we do. And so if another person is not able to raise their vibration and raise above the drama or raise above the fear and come from a space of love, then we get to honor their space and love them for the space that they choose to be in. Doesn't mean they have to be in our space, but we can still love them over there. And that is the hardest thing, and I am still learning to do that. But I it's a truth that I know. And so as long as I
can...
What?
Yes.
I thought you said Heather. It's one of those concepts where, like with Wayne Dyer's stuff, I just stop breathing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. But I can.
Yeah.
I can do this. It's just, it's becoming a master. And it's
Also with Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, the one you have, I gave back to you today, in the first part of the whole thing, I was sitting there looking at some things and, focusing on the ideal manifestation. The one thing it says in there, the reason why you should keep the things that you're focusing on manifesting, because realistically, those are the things that you're manifesting for your life. So therefore, if you're bragging about the things, you're talking about the things in any kind of frame of mind, that's basically your ego's in control of the situation. So therefore, the ideal of actually having that manifestation happen by letting the ego be any kind of part of this whole thing, you could actually divert it from even happening. That's what they were talking about. Because a lot of people say, well, secretive. It's not being secretive. It's just keeping things to yourself. My angels have a tendency to say, well, we put it in a frame of saying, keep your mouth shut. Not in a mean way, but it's just the ideal when you're doing that.
Well,
you don't want anybody else's energy to be a part of what you're trying to do either.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of times when I even tell my kids, be careful what you say. Please be careful what you say. My kids will say, Mom, don't forget this. Can you please tell me to remember this? Because if you want me to remember, that's what you need to tell me. Mom, can you please remember this? And because sure enough, if you tell me not to forget, I will forget. Because the universe doesn't hear that don't. It's just the forget. That's all the universe hears. So,
They were talking about the other day about the universe. You know that?
Huh?
They were talking about that when bad things happen in your life, still thank the universe for giving you what you were thinking about. So you can correct it and realize, they gave you exactly what you were thinking about at the time. So now you need to change that thinking to what you really want. So this time you can correct that. I won't get that freaking bad, what was it, spoiled milk. Anyway.
Well, spoiled milk can make cottage cheese. Spoiled milk can make sour cream.
But we used to have a freaking saying that when people don't look at the situation realistically and they say, I think we should get back together and I think we should have a great relationship just because I love him. Okay, just because I love milk doesn't mean I'm going to take a carton of rotten milk and pull it out of the refrigerator and put it back in there thinking if I pull it back up the next time, since I love it so much, it's going to be milk because it's not going to happen.
No, it's going to be sour cream.
Okay.
Anyways, I know what you're
really
saying with your analogy.
Bad rotten milk.
To drink it as milk, it's not going to work.
That's what we're saying. It's not going to work. It doesn't mean, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, the reflection, right? When you sit there and keep, I mean, if you're going to use just that one excuse, I've seen this so many times with women who sit there and say, I'm going to stay with this person or I'm going to get back with this person because I love him. Okay, or we have a connection, but they're not looking at anything else.
Okay, that goes right. That's what we were talking about last night, and it's the whole. Okay, so as you're talking about this, what comes to mind for me is, women are so ruled by the heart and by emotion. So yes, I can see women doing that, but I've seen men do that too. They just go right back into an unhealthy relationship because they love. And it's not just that. They
That's
are
true.
Coming
they,
from
yeah,
a
the situation
space.
Is reflecting back at them that they're loving beings. That's what they should be looking at.
Well, when they go back into an unhealthy relationship, and I do get to speak from experience on this because I've done it several times, but it's a matter of lacking a love of oneself. We doubt the love to ourselves. We are not complete unless we are getting it from someone else, which is so not true. It is so not true. Are you kidding? I am so quite happy right now. I love my little single life. I love having fun and doing what I want. That's a blast. I really, I enjoy it. I don't need someone else's love to be complete.
And then you realize you never did.
No, I never did, but I thought I did. Now, I will say this. I do miss friendships. I really do. And I miss certain people being in my space as my friend. That I do miss. But it's not something I have to have. Are you kidding? How many blocks do I live from work? What, two? It takes me, we've talked about that before, it takes me like 10 minutes to get to work. There's so many people to talk to. I had a friend come here from out of state, and they walked with me all over town, and we stopped like every 5 minutes and talked to somebody else. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so when we are complete with love for ourselves, we don't need it from anybody else, and people tend to flock into our space. And that is the experience that I have been having lately. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of fun, let's take some of the callers, huh? What do you think?
All right. On that note.
Don't sound so happy. Don't sound so happy.
Okay.
Let's go to... area code 440. Welcome to the show, and how are you? You're on the air. What's your name? And we'll never know. Anyway, area code 440. Area code 440. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? Okay.
Why does everything makes me giggle?
I don't know. Well,
dead silence.
At least there wasn't anybody snoring.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
Let's go to area code 301. Area code 301. You're on the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. But if you would...
Excellent. How are you, honey?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You live in Maryland.
Yes, I do, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Awesome.
Okay. So how far is that? Like, are you in Silver Springs or Rockville or?
Annapolis?
No, those are both on the northern end. Annapolis is on the east end. I'm on the southeast side of D.C., only about 10 minutes away.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I used to go to Wheaton all the time to go to the mall up there.
Yeah, the mall at Wheaton, the Wheaton Plaza.
Yes, Wheaton Plaza. Then we used to go to, what was the other one? White Flint. You ever been to White Flint?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Been to White Flint Mall, near Rockville.
Yeah, I used to live in Rockville off of 355 and Shady Grove Road.
Okay, so where are you now?
I'm not there. No, I'm living in Colorado. Yeah, we live in Colorado. Actually, Heather only lives a block or so away from me.
Yep.
I've been to Colorado. Isn't that where you have the Garden of the Gods and all those beautiful rock formations?
Yeah, we can actually, in some sense, Laura, we could catch the bus and be there in 2 seconds.
Oh, wow. That must be nice.
Right by that.
Noisy-ass freaking trucks, you know.
It's beautiful out there.
If we could just get a fund going and say, this is for the people who can't afford mufflers. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I've got a question this evening, and it's, I think it's just kind of sad, okay? So I've been single for about 3 years, and I know that I have all my stuff together, meaning I'm independent, I can do for myself, and life is pretty good. I don't have a lot of drama going on. So I'd like to know, will I be able to spend this spring and summer with someone, even if it's not the permanent one? Is there anyone that I can...
We had this today at the shop. When I do readings, okay, and I tell you you're going to meet somebody, me and my angels get together in the process of what you're really looking for, and you're not looking for a part-time lover. That's a song by Stevie Wonder. Okay?
Yep.
And you sit there and look at the situation, and you go, okay, what do you want? Stevie Wonder sings for like 3 to 4 minutes. You don't want a song as representing your kind of relationship. You're wanting something that's going to be, if you're going to spend together with somebody for 2 months, even to have that thought is something you want more on a permanent basis. And I get the impression as we go into June, the idea of actually meeting that kind of person could definitely happen. The thing I keep getting the most is the idea to be very specific about what you want.
But if we can just get real for a minute, I have been already. So that's why I say, okay, well, maybe he's not ready or something. And if that's the case, fine. But
let's do it this way. Just forget about them, okay? Let's just focus on you. Focus on what you want. Because people get so caught up in this freaking craziness about the idea, well, maybe the reason I haven't met the person. So you're trying to justify, and you're also looking at time. And your perception says, since I'm in a situation, in a state that I'm ready, then you just assume everybody else is ready. When actually it could be just final, like putting little final touches on the whole thing. And it's just the idea of the avenue that you're supposed to meet each other hasn't really played itself out. You know, someone hasn't moved. But it doesn't mean that no one's not ready. And the idea of even try to figure it out, you just put yourself in a classification of being a therapist. You know, you don't want to say to be a therapist or even a psychic in this situation. You want to be a girlfriend.
I just don't want to be alone.
Well, I'm just saying, sweetie, but if you look at the situation right now, realize that you never have been alone. It's just something that you're now in a situation where you want to share your life with somebody. That's what it's all about. It's not the ideal of chasing after somebody or trying to fill a space in your life. It's the ideal that you have a great life that you want to share with somebody else. And once you put yourself in that frame of mind, that could be the whole thing, too. I was telling a girl the other day when I was doing a reading for her, and she said something about she was always putting her life purpose in one category and making a living in another when she was supposed to put them both together. And it's like once you get that together, then you have a tendency to be in the right same frame of mind. You're on the same vibration, so the things come together. It's the same thing here, too, as well. The idea of looking at a person as in I'm ready to share my life with somebody, not the idea of what's up with them. That's their responsibility, not yours.
Okay.
So when you put in that frame of mind, realize that you're taking on too much of the relationship. Take a look at your life and look in the past and how much did you actually take on a relationship when you was in one. more than likely with the certain things that you said, you took on more of the relationship than you were supposed to. I always tell women, when a guy doesn't want to talk to you, doesn't want to tell you what's going on, doesn't tell you how he feels, don't sit there and try to figure it out.
Right.
He's not going to tell you. He's not going to tell you. And it's one of those things of looking at the situation and saying, okay, why does he not want to tell me? Who cares? Until he comes to you and says, okay, this is why I haven't been talking to you, that's when you worry about it. But if you start worrying about it before then, you're like, it's like filling out a crossword puzzle before you actually get the book.
Hmm.
Are you going to do that?
Okay.
You're going to try to figure out a crossword puzzle before you even get the book?
No.
To do the crossword puzzle? No, you don't. So you have to wait for things to hook up. But when you look at the situation, sometimes you got to sit here and go, okay, I'm ready to be with somebody. Why is it not happening? You don't sit there and try to figure out them. You start looking at yourself and start saying, okay, start doing your checklist and go, okay, I've done this, this, and this, and this. Okay, there has to be something in the situation that I'm causing to create this outcome or the lack of an outcome. It's not the other person.
Okay,
more
likely so
what you
what
do.
Is it?
Go ahead. What I'm saying to you is I get June as it coming together. I feel like May is still a checklist month.
Hmm.
Getting things.
Okay.
Speaking of a checklist, honey, are you settling with this guy that you mentioned? Are you settling, or is he
There is no guy now. That's what I've been saying. There is no one now.
Okay.
And I'm very ready and very open.
Okay.
I want to take a look at what Heather just said. And I want to sit there and look at that situation. I'm not a physical entity that actually represents a person, okay? What I want to sit there and do is look at a personality, a trait, a characteristic of a person that you've been with before. And the ideal, are you focusing on exactly what you want in a relationship, a person, a situation, the relationship itself? And then what I mean by an entity that could be blocking this thing is a past lover, not the idea of the lover himself or the person of a past boyfriend, but the idea of the energy of that person. Does it still affect your decision-making and the idea of who you let into your life and who you don't? Because if there's still a fear of any kind there because of it, that could also be delaying this whole relationship thing too as well.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just saying what I would do for the month of May is just go over those things day by day. I wasn't supposed to rhyme, but I'm just saying do your checklist and ask yourself, am I hanging on to a past lover from 10 years ago? You know, start looking at these situations. Do a forgiveness ritual where you get a piece of paper and you start writing down on the piece of paper of all the people that you need to forgive. Okay, and then go down the list on each one of those persons and take about 15, 20 minutes and just kind of like let go of them, forgive them, forgive yourself, tell yourself I could only do what I could do in the relationship by what I knew at the time. And just let them go, I let you go, and then you move on, and then I let go, and I move on. And you do that with each person. And when you're making the list, just let your imagination go crazy and just start opening your mind up and say, okay, who do I need to forgive? And then just start writing a piece of paper. You might find out that there might be some people in there where you thought you did, but for some reason it's coming back to the surface to be done again, because I've done it before, too, with a couple girls where I had done the ritual before and forgave them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, I would look at the idea like this. Okay, we're three-dimensional beings. We have three-dimensional relationships. Okay, it's not just one thing that ruins a relationship or just not one. This don't go that way. Just sort of look at the situation and go, there's more than just one reason why people split and go to different directions. And sometimes in the process of forgiving people, some things stick out more than most, some things we forget about. But sometimes I think we have to go back over those rituals to forgive them, you know, forgive and let go of, because there is more than just one thing that caused the whole breakup.
Right.
Sometimes you got to go over each one of those individual things and make sure you can go with somebody. So for example, if you're sitting there and you're going, you know something, I would love to get a chocolate ice cream, ice cream cone, but this guy I was with, he likes too, and I don't want to be reminded of that asshole. Not realizing by making that statement and not allowing yourself to live your life and do what you want to do, that man who's no longer a part of your life and has probably been a part of your life for 10 years is still controlling your eating habits of what you're going to eat and what you're not going to eat because he reminds you of him. So what you need to do is do the ritual, let him go and forgive and say, you know something? I let you go. I go on and get me an ice cream cone.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a very important process, honey. It really is, and it's true for all of us. So the other thing is I would write down the things that you want in a man. Write them down. Put them on a wall. Put them on your dream board.
I mean, get specific. And, you know, I would tell this one girl, I said, it might sound crazy, but if you're a girl who likes a guy in a certain sexual orientation, I kind of thought, don't be scared to put it on your list. Because they're also thinking, well, this guy, you know, I've seen girls do that. They'll go, this guy sucks in bed. And I said, well, did you put it on your list? And they go, I can do that? Yes, you can do that. I had a girl who was sitting there kept on attracting married men. So what she did was she took her list out and she goes, I don't have it on there, but I'm going to put down on there that I want to be with somebody who's single. And she started attracting different kind of guys. So
I think I've done that, you know, but I could try again.
I'm just saying, we don't realize sometimes that things are that we're still hanging on to are fears or why we're still hanging on to them. And then they look great.
Okay. So that's
actually,
what
I get
you
a block.
Up
I don't think it has anything. I don't think it has anything to do with ice cream, but. But I get the impression there are. It's like watch yourself as you're going through your day and watch what you won't do or what you will do and ask yourself, why do I do that? I've seen a lot of girls that do that. They have a certain person that reminds them of certain things where they refuse to do it. I've done it myself where I will sit there and refuse to go do things because me and a person went there. Not realizing that I'm just hurting myself because those are the things I really like to do. Just because that person was a part of it doesn't mean I have to stop doing those things.
Okay.
They also create blocks from meeting another person too.
Honey, what I'm getting from Donnie is that when you take the month of May to really, really clean house with your emotions and your history and let go, you know, make sure you've got, you know, when we do spring cleaning, we get in and we may clean the house every day, but spring cleaning, you get in there and you get the cobwebs out where you wouldn't normally go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of what I'm getting from Donnie is you just want to get a thorough cleaning, get rid of all the junk for sure.
June is when
your man is going to show up.
Okay.
Well, it's like that one girl that came on the show earlier, and she was talking about it. She's been working jobs and realizing what she doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I'm trying to do is a lot of girls do the same thing with relationships too as well. Part of the spring cleaning where they make decisions on according to what they don't want. What's going to happen is you're just going to attract a person who's also in a situation of what they don't want. See, the universe will say whatever you're thinking about, whatever you still see as an insecurity, what you will attract that to you, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to sit here and say is I've done the same thing, too, of things that we won't do, not realizing that we're putting a lot of energy in those thoughts. So we're going to create more likely the same thing we had before. I always tell people the best thing to do in the process of finding a new relationship or allowing a relationship and attracting one is forget that I ever was in one. So I have a better result of actually attracting something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing
that
clutter out of my freaking brain and going, just get it like Archangel Raphael and imagine this person as in a vacuum cleaner and sucking all that freaking crazy stuff out of yourself and say, okay. Or just look over past relationships you've been in, the things that you won't tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that before you even do anything by looking at old relationships and say, okay, I didn't like that, didn't like that, didn't like this. But on the same token, look at that relationship and look at it for what it was too as well because you attracted that person.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to admit that too, that the relationships we've been into, we love those people because that's who we are. We're loving entities and we're loving individuals. And that's what I think a lot of things are all about in the first place when you see somebody, well, this person's not. And people are never going to do what you think they should do. That's why you should always focus on what you want. Okay, because those people are going to be themselves. So they can only give you, and they can only do because of who they are. I've seen, because a lot of girls are sitting there going, well, most, well, we'll say all of them, but the ones I've dealt with in a couple of times, when they're sitting there going, this guy should love me more, or this guy should spend more time with me. When they should be looking at the situation and saying, you know something, I wanted to attract a man in my life that would appreciate me and accept me for who I am. But the one thing I'm not doing right now is doing that.
Right.
I'm not accepting him for who he is. Because as soon as you start accepting yourself who you are, and you accept him and say, okay, that's just who he is, either you're going to be able to tolerate it, or you're going to come to a conclusion.
Or you're
not.
Not
with
yeah. Right. Okay.
If you can forget all those relationships, that'd be great. If you think you should go over those relationships and see some finer points in the process of fine-tuning what you do want, then do it. And, you know, it's like the, like I said before, this is the third day of May. So
mm-hmm.
just relax, have a good time, and just explore this month. I just feel like the more you really be honest with yourself and really do the work and really, like she says, get really deep into spring cleaning, I just feel like June is going to be a month where you're going to meet somebody and you're going to realize all the work you did this month does matter.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay. I'll let you know how it goes.
Awesome.
No problem.
Thank you.
We'll be here.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, honey.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Okay, does this sound really weird? I'm all of a sudden just craving a pickle.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh. I don't know where that came from, but I did. I just was like, oh, a pickle.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
Speaking of situations and sessions, I'm going to sit here and say, hey, guys, if you want to get a private reading with me, give me a call. It's 740-500-8863. We do relationship counseling. We do life coaching. Relationship readings, angel card readings. Now, the angel card readings go like this. We have a 7-card, 5-card, and a 3-card variation in the angel card readings. Past life readings are readings that, where we focus on the situation, and we will do, I will go back and I will look at these past lives for you. Now, a past life regression, which we also do too, is a meditation that we run you through, and the idea of relaxation and regressing you back using your favorite angels. Most people use Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to actually hold your hand and escort you back down a hallway of doorways, and the idea of each one of these doorways represents a past life. Okay, and it's the idea of, I guess it's like hypnosis in some sense, but it's a great relaxation, and you go back and you check it out. So there's a difference, because people have asked me, what's the difference between a regression and a past life reading? I'll read it for you, and in a regression, you do it yourself. We talk you through it. So we also do group readings, we do parties, anything and everything you can think of. We also do classes and sessions. We work with you on one-on-one. And actually this month we actually have a special going on where you get 5 30-minute sessions, which I always recommend using for manifestation and life coaching and getting to the, actually if you're a person that knows about your abilities, be a great opportunity to work on your abilities with the 5 sessions. And right now there are 5 30-minute sessions are going for $100, so it's really good. Like I said, before you want to give us a call, and I forgot to do this early in the show, give us a call, 740-500-8863, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. You can also go on the website and check out the prices, but I'm always sitting there looking at people, too, and the variations of prices. I'm telling people flat out we can work with your budget, so whatever it is, figure out what your budget is, come to me and say this is what I can do, because I guarantee you I don't turn anybody away. You can also go to our page, because we actually have a shop in Manitou Springs, Colorado, at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue, right across from Mushroom Mondays, and between Santa Fe Spring. It's at a store of moccasins and clothing. And then we're between that one and another one, which is on the corner, called the Flying Eagle T-shirt Shop. So therefore, it gives you an idea where we're at. But you can also call us for an appointment if you'd like to. People do that quite a bit, and the idea of getting that time. But we're also telling people that when we charge by the hour, because we usually charge by readings, okay? Readings are $35 at the shop. Angel card readings are $30. Past life readings are $35. Relationship counseling or relationship readings are $35. Our palm readings are different at this shop because they're a little cheaper. and they're $10 for adults and $5 for children. But if you want to book a whole hour for yourself, that's going to cost you $60. But like I said before, if you've got a different kind of budget, we do deals all the time. Because on Wednesdays and Saturdays, we have a special where you can either choose. You can get an angel card, an angel tarot card reading, or past life reading, and a palm reading all together for only $25. That's a $40 value because the palm readings go for $10 and the past life readings go for $35. But it's actually about a $45 thing. But, you know, anyway, if you come on Wednesdays and Saturdays, we have a special where you can get both those sessions for $25. And also, if you're a person that's on a budget and you would still like to get a reading, please stop by and talk to us because we've actually done those as low as $20. So, therefore, we understand people have different variations in their budgets, and we can work with all those things. So give it a shot. Just give us a call. If you want to make an appointment, 740-500-8863. Go on a website. There's actually a map on there on how to find the place, and that website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Plus, you can also go on there if you want to and connect with our radio show a whole lot quicker by listening. And those kind of things. But I would recommend going through there and doing the whole thing. But we also have a special on parties this month and next month where you can actually get a party, which usually goes for $150 for a two-hour party where you can get it for $100, no time limit. So give us a call and book those up because you know something? That's a great deal. I'm going to be booking up really quickly because we got all kinds of things going on in the month of May and June with graduations, graduation parties, you know, just all kinds of things are happening. So I would jump on it now. And then Heather, she also does sessions and work, light work too as well. And you can get a hold of her if you'd like to call her. You can call her at 435-503-4577. Or you can contact her website. And Heather, what's your website?
Well, my email address is heather.love.light@gmail.com.
Website's coming soon.
Yes, the website is up, but it's not quite there yet. It's a little bit. Yeah. Anyways,
okay.
I've been sitting here thinking, perhaps I should ground before I get on the show. I've been a rather giggly tonight.
That'd be a good idea to ground because when you come on the show, we have a lot of people we work with. We also have a lot of energy coming through all the lines and everything else too as well. So, yeah, I would do that.
There was one time that I hadn't meditated for a while, and I'm feeling a little down and not quite myself. And just paying attention to setting up my little meditation area because I had taken it down, and which is why I hadn't been meditating because it wasn't
there,
readily available. Anyway, so I was getting everything all ready, my music and my candle and my incense, and I just felt like I was this little kid in a candy store. I felt like my spirit was jumping up and down for joy. And that's kind of how I feel on here. Because we're talking about my favorite subjects. I love subjects at the heart and spiritual matters and metaphysical, everything that we talk about. And so I guess that's kind of what I'm saying is I get giggly and excited because I'm happy here. I enjoy this show, but I know I tend to get a little over giggly, so I don't mean to, but I'm happy.
Well, it's one of those things we tell everybody else who shows up at this show, just be yourself, and I think we can handle it.
I hope so, because I don't know how to be any other way. I am me.
It's crucially for you to be yourself.
What you get. Huh?
Yeah, have confidence and be who you are. Because people love you.
That's how it is. Well, I hope they do. Because I love them.
Let's put it this way. I'm psychic and I can feel it. Yes, I do. Anyway.
Oh, good. Okay.
Just go with the flow. It's kind of amazing how we tell to go with the flow, but then we got to kick their asses into the canoe before they can even get to the flow part. But it's like, go,
well,
go,
it's,
go.
It's the whole letting go off the cliff, remember?
I guess if we're talking about going along with the river of life, the cliff turns into a waterfall. So,
well, you know, sometimes that would. Look at Pocahontas. She would go off the waterfall. That was fun. She survived.
Yeah. Yeah, we have other people who are going down the river of life. They see a waterfall. They freak out until they realize the waterfall was only 3 feet.
Exactly.
They missed the line because they're nervous. Let's take more calls.
Huh?
I said, if you have a comment that you're going to say, then go ahead and go on your way. But I was just saying that we should take some more calls. We have a lot of callers tonight, Ed.
Okay. I'll shut up.
Well, it's not the idea. If you have something to say, go ahead. I'm just saying we have, like, at least 6 callers. So I was going to go, we can do this, you know. We can go to one more caller, and then you can do your comment.
I was just going to talk about doing the little thing at the amusement park, you know, where you drop. They hoist you up, and you're in this huge thing, and you drop. It's the swing. It's a great big swing. Well, I did that. I was terrified. I think I screamed halfway through it. And then I finally just put my arms out and totally embraced the moment. It was terrifying in the beginning, but that's the whole letting go and trusting, knowing that we're going to be caught. We're not going to plummet to our death. Everything is okay.
Well, what do you think was going through that guy's head when he was bungee jumping and he's all having a great time because his arms stretched out and the bungee cord snapped?
Oh, that's not. Oh gosh, that's
the reason I said that. I was getting irritated with the thing because it's amazing how the news does that, right? Okay, someone does something stupid, and something happens. It's crazy, and then they play it over every commercial break. What's this guy? Snap! Ah, snap! Ah, snap! And you can see the guy going, "Could you please stop?" There was a thing on. There used to be a thing on television called the Wild World of Sports, and we have a guy coming down the slush. You know that one I'm talking about, the skiers come down and they jump and they get that hang time?
Yeah.
This guy comes up, the guy comes down the ramp, loses one of his skis and basically tumbles off the thing, right? And every time you see Wild World of Sports, that's the very first thing you see for like the next 10 years. You know, the agony of defeat. The guy's like,
aww.
You know something? It had nothing to do with my feet. It's my ass that hurts. But it was just funny, you know? I guess someone has to be the agony of defeat and the victory. But I'm just saying, you look at the person that we were doing this before because I did it myself. It's the idea of walking into the gym, getting onto a piece of equipment that you know you shouldn't get on, and then getting into an accident which you knew was going to happen. That's what I'm saying. And the same thing with this guy. Well, I wonder if he was actually getting any kind of notions before he did the bungee jump, you know, any kind of ill feelings or something like that, or maybe some kind of clairsentient twinge. Now, that's like a drink, doesn't it? I'm just saying, you know, it's like we should. It's like in the ideal manifestation, we also get those kind of twinges too, that tells us if we're either going in the right direction or not. So when you start listening to those things, it can actually help you to be more productive at what manifesting. Because the one thing reason we talk about chakra clearings and basically chakra clearings and getting like with the lady who wants to be in a relationship, she has to get things squared away so therefore she can manifest that person into her life. And that's what I was trying to say. There was something as a blockage that was keeping her from attracting that person, not because he wasn't ready, okay, just by making the statement, it's saying something about her that she's not ready, okay, because it's reflecting through somebody else. So she thinks maybe there's something wrong with him, when realistically it's reflecting back at herself, that she needs to go within herself and say, okay, is there any kind of fears that you're still hanging on from past relationships that's keeping you from having what you want? Heather?
Yes.
You have something to say?
I didn't know if you were speaking directly to me. I'm listening.
Oh, really? Well, you quit taking everything so personal. And the things you do take it personal, could you please let them resonate with you and go back over them, okay?
All right, I will.
We were starting talking about that because this is the truth. If you're sitting and listening to me and something resonates with you where you think I'm talking about you or talking to you directly, you should take a look at the situation because there's something within yourself that's taking
yes,
that.
Yes, I know that. I'm well aware of that. Just like when someone says, this person is drama. Oh, really? do you realize that this person is showing up in your life as a mirror to you? Because that is how you are showing up in life. somebody is okay. For example, I used to work at a bed and breakfast in Utah, and someone else came on working there, and had talked about how someone else was rude, and I was like, really? You think they're rude? I don't get that. I don't see that. That's not my experience of them. I don't know what to tell you. Just let it go. Be a duck. Let it, roll off your back. It's okay.
It's one of the situations. If it doesn't resonate with you as the person was being rude, then the person should look at the situation of their own personality and what are they.
Exactly. So this one person was showing up for the other person as their perfect mirror. And it's okay. It doesn't ever mean that anybody is bad, sick, and wrong. It's just,
perception.
Huh?
No, the perceptions. Remember, we're talking about perception. That one person's thinking the guy's being rude when that's just her perception. And that, what, you know, sometimes you look at people and go, okay, since you're seeing him as being rude, what does it reflect back at you about yourself?
Exactly.
You know, you are you a rude person, or maybe you're just your perception is just reading it wrong? Because when I was talking about the ideal signs, we said go home and focus on your sign, focus on all the positive traits for a week, and then go back and a week later focus on the negative traits. Okay, look at the situation. What people consider as negative traits could just be different traits on the opposite side to also help you understand that you are a three-dimensional being, and all those things together create who you are.
Exactly.
Not just a good thing. The bad things, but the way you look, I'm just saying, it's kind of hard to put in perception because people get that belief that there's negative and there's positive. When basically, it's also perception too. Because I can look at those things and go, yes, I am stubborn. But you could also look at it as that's a positive trait for me because it's the ideal in certain situations. It helps me stand my ground on what I believe and what is true, you know. So they would see it as a negative because they don't like it. They don't want to put up with it. And plus it could be also a block to keep from manipulating me. So they're going to see it as a negative trait because it keeps them from what they want. It keeps them from where they really want to be at, not realizing their perception and their prejudice is what's keeping them from where they want to be at.
Exactly.
So it's like, look at the situation and go, okay, is that really negative? I don't feel the vibe. It looks pretty positive, you know? It's like the ideal. People can look at chocolate chip cookie. Ooh, bad. I see it as good, and I can see the bad part of it. But it means the same thing. It's a negative thing, and some people say, well, that makes me fat. No, it doesn't. You eating it makes you fat. The cookie had nothing to do with it, you see? It was just part of the realization about yourself that the things you do, you know, you eat too many chocolate chip cookies, but it doesn't mean chocolate chip cookies are bad. It's saying that you have a tendency to overindulge, so that's a bad thing. But then again, if you're underweight,
all things in moderation.
It's a good thing. Huh?
I said all things in moderation. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Except for sex. I think we should go overboard. Anyway.
That was... I'm so sorry.
Well,
that was right there on my. That was in my head too. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Well, sex is a very, very good thing. It's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well heard.
Anyways, we have callers.
Why Heather's sitting there resonating that with? We'll go on to the next caller and let her sit there and go through her little fantasy. Anyway. So we're going to go on to our next caller, which is...
Kakelia.
I'm going to spell it out because it's a Skype name, okay? It's spelled K-H-A-K-E-L-I-A.
Yeah. Kakelia.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys seem like you're having fun.
Conversation. Probably a little too
lively. No,
that's
cool.
Awesome, thank you, Annie.
Well,
okay.
How can we help you? Unless you want to just join on. Unless you got a couple good jokes and you just want to join in.
I have a basically want to know question. It's about this person named Renee. His name is Renee. I want to see if you guys give me a reading about him.
His name is Renee?
Yeah. It's not like a love thing. I just want to get a general reading about him.
Hmm. You know, the first thing I picked up on him was the idea of people don't really feel like a combination of a lot of things, that sometimes people don't allow him to be who he is. Sometimes people don't really want to allow him to be himself.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression he's a very, I don't know, for someone like you seeing his shoes, his feet, and I see roots. So I get the impression he's a lot more grounded than people give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
So with the situation with him and you, is a spiritual connection between the two of you?
Yeah. I'm trying to get an internship. Marketing. So I'm going to go to Orlando for about a week, and I just want to have something there to do. And he has a business, and he said he can teach me a lot within marketing. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see the person that he is, because I'm going to be hanging around him for a week. He comes off really friendly, so I just want to, you know, get a general
sense. I get the impression with him that you would also have to set boundaries. Get things right up front and say, okay, this is what it's all about. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying he's a person. I don't see him as a bad person. I just feel like sometimes with the situation, he has a tendency to almost like he needs a boundary to sit there and say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is what it's going to be. And he usually respects those. I get the impression he does respect those with that thing.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that's the thing that came to me. It was like, it doesn't mean he's going to push anything.
Yeah.
It's just the idea. Once those boundaries are set, it actually makes it easier for him to do his job than you too.
Okay. Yeah, I know he's not a bad person. I don't know. It's just I've never met really someone so friendly before. So
mm-hmm.
It's different. Okay.
Yeah, setting the boundary just makes it clear.
Okay.
You know?
And you see me learning a lot from his expertise in the field and everything. And
yeah, I do. What'd you say your name was?
Kakalia.
Kakalia. And when's your birthday?
My birthday is 10/28/1993.
June?
October 28, 1993.
Okay. Well, in June, I have no idea. October of what?
28, 1993.
Okay, October 28th, which means you are?
A Scorpio.
A Scorpio. And also the situation. Huh. Interesting. It makes perfect sense in the idea of setting boundaries because of your energy.
Okay. So it's my energy that I'm giving off.
Yeah, it's a certain vibe and certain things that he might misinterpret. But once the boundary is set, he'll notice that that's just who you are. It makes it easier for everybody to coexist. And actually, in the process of what I said before, you will learn a lot from this person. And it just seems like for some reason the boundary's got to be set. And while we're there, it's all business, you know. I'm not saying you can't establish a friendship, but it's the ideal. That, you know, setting those things.
Okay. And, sorry.
No, I get the impression you're going to learn a lot, okay?
Okay. And my last question is, when I come back from Orlando, you see me getting an internship, right, but in Gainesville, because I'm attending school in Gainesville here, and I want to have an internship around where I'm attending school.
Mm-hmm. I get the impression, yes, you will.
Okay, how do you see that coming about? Do you see me, like...
Well, I'll sit here and set things clear and say, sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't. Well, when you ask the question, I saw it. I saw the answer I got. It was like I got an answer saying yes, you will get it, but it doesn't really tell me any more about the whole thing. And it's almost like a situation that you have to confront head on, and the ideal being spontaneous, so you can actually make the proper decision. But it's also the ideal paying attention to listening to yourself.
Okay, so it's basically like.
It's like me going to a job interview, and as soon as I get my mind clear and focus on the situation, say this is mine. I usually walk in there and walk away with the job.
Okay, so I have to be clear with my intentions and what I need to do.
Exactly. You know, it's like looking at the situation, and I see a lot of people have a tendency, like I said before, they put money first.
Mm-hmm.
Or they put too many things before what they really want, which actually has a tendency to just distort the whole thing. And then after you get into the situation, you realize there were some things that you were picking up on that told you that you really don't want this. But there's another way. There's a better place to be at. But then again, you didn't listen, but you put you in there. So yeah, you're right. Your intentions have to be clear, but in the process of having your intentions clear, you have to have yourself open up to the whole thing so you can actually see it for what it is. I see it as a good opportunity, okay? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that as we go into situations, you know, there's like when I go to Colorado Springs, there's more than just one way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
There's three different routes to go and get to Colorado Springs, okay? So there's three different ways, but it still leaves you on the same destination. That's what I'm saying. So it's like looking at your goal and what you're trying to obtain and ask yourself, do I have to go through this one to get it, or is there a better way? I get this impression it's good. But even when you make a choice, especially when it's new and something you haven't experienced before, you're still going to get promptings on how to even make that choice easier, not more complicated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey,
thank
Heather.
You. Yeah.
I was going to ask Heather if she had anything else she wanted to add to this whole thing before you go.
Well, okay, I'm not the psychic or anything, but I did get the same yes, yes about the internship, so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I have to say. It was just very, very prominent. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. When you get a message, right?
Yes.
Right. There you go.
Okay. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too,
you
honey.
Too. And if you get a chance, you let us know about what's happening, okay?
Okay.
And you have a great night. It's Friday, isn't it? Have a great weekend.
Yay! Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Let's go to 225. Area code 225. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And what's your name?
Hi, this is Sharon. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Sharon. What's up?
That's what I want to know. What's up?
Well, it depends on where you are in the world tonight.
In godforsaken Louisiana.
Oh. Hey, there's some beauty there. Where are you at?
I'm in Baton Rouge.
Really?
I got a friend of mine that lives in New Orleans, and she works in the French Quarter sometimes.
Oh, Lord, I just left that place. It was crazy. What was all that drama about? What was all of that drama about?
I just sit there and say, you know something, we're not there anymore, who cares? Yeah, but
yes, get away.
Good riddance, right? Yeah, my friend, she lives there now. She's moving. Well, she's taking a trip this summer, and she's going to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's moving out of there, too. And then she said when she gets back from Italy, she says she's coming to Colorado to visit me. So I asked her, Flaz, what are you coming to Colorado for? And she goes, because you're there? And I said, oh, okay. I thought maybe because you like the, you know, there's a candy factory over here that got some good candy. You never know. But but I've heard a lot of things about the French Quarter, good things, bad things. What do they call that? The voodoo and all that kind of crazy stuff.
But Baton Rouge is a beautiful place too, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it here. I had to go to New Orleans to take care of some business, and it was nothing but drama. What was it about?
You know what? I don't even know the... Was there something going on? I don't watch the news ever. It's so... it's hard
for me.
Well,
we're trying to keep ourselves from that whole thing. You know, it's like... a friend of mine was in her... Like, for example, when Katrina hit, right?
Right.
I had a girlfriend. I had an ex-girlfriend at the time. Her name was Katrina. So I went on this site. It was on, I think it was on Keen or something. They were asking for donations. And all I could think about was, look at this freaking girl. Boy, isn't she just all full of it, asking for donations. I thought it was her. You know, so I was like, I said, I guess I should at least check in from time to time to see, you know, some news, but not really get into the thing. Like my grandmother, she used to be where she would every day, three times a day, got to watch the news in the morning, got to watch the news at noon, got to watch the soap operas, and then we got to watch the news when it's over. But I was like, sheesh, I can't handle it. You know, I sit there and watch this stuff, and it was like when I made the choice to give it all up, that's amazing how some of my migraines don't happen no more.
Okay, so what has happened down there?
Ooh. It was horrible.
Good.
Really?
Okay. I want to call my friend now, see if she can tell me what's up.
I went down there to take care of some business. Someone introduced me to someone, and this individual was not. I don't know. I got attacked about the other individual, and I just met them.
Okay, got you. So somebody's being aggressive, being too forward.
There was a paper given to me with
sometimes you get those things where you sit there and smile at somebody. The next thing they think they want you. Or you want them. That's what it is, yeah. I'm just saying, I pulled a card for you and it just says, you know something? Whatever happened, happened. So now it's time to focus. You know, communicate with vision. Look at the situation of being too distracted. Get back in the leadership role. And just sit there and look at the situation for what it is, and the ideal of being more creative. And sometimes we have a tendency to attract people because of, it's not really an issue that we have. It's because we've dealt with an issue that someone latches onto us and says, okay, since you dealt with it, you're going to help me. Not realizing we still have a choice if we want to or not. That was your card. It was focus.
You know, whatever it was that was going on, I would just allow, like Bonnie said, leave it there, and try to shake off whatever yuck you felt. I don't know if something attached to you or not, but just shake it off, get rid of it, let it go, and know that all is well in your world.
All right.
Focus.
Because it is, right? Everything is right in your world, isn't it?
In Baton Rouge.
In Baton Rouge,
that's
right.
What I'm saying. It's the ideal that people talk about when you talk about living in the now. That means whatever's not a part of what's going on right now, who cares?
It's null and void. It's a moot point.
Yeah,
do you see any
about
litigation coming behind it?
A litigation?
What?
Yeah.
Well, I pick up on the whole thing. I keep getting no. That was a pretty quick no, too, because before you even had the question finished, I was saying no.
Okay.
All is well, honey. And you just you trust that.
I will.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you're in Baton Rouge then.
Man, I was trying to get home fast.
Well, now you're safe.
first time in the West Central, I couldn't wait to get home, loving it.
I kissed the house.
What's that?
I literally kissed the house.
Oh.
I seen someone kiss the ground one time, and that was a nasty experience. He spit for 20 minutes.
Honey,
holy mackerel.
Do some clearing, okay? Just to make sure that nothing is with you from that
experience.
Do you ever smudge? Do you ever take a stick of sage and smudge?
No.
Okay. Do you do incense? Do you light an incense ever?
I have some frankincense and myrrh in there, but I haven't lit it.
Okay. When you do, just let the smoke get all around you. Just let it move all around you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's anything else you would like us to help you out with,
just thanks for being there. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for telling me to focus. It's just that I hope my associate, I didn't know. Honestly, I did not know all of that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want people to think that I knew it, because I didn't. The person mm-hmm. said something happened in their life in 98. I'm thinking 98. That's 15 years ago. We're in 2013.
Right.
Right.
That's definitely one of the situations you need to let go of.
But
right,
I mean,
honey.
it was some collateral tied up in it. It's not nothing that I could just. I took 2 weeks of my time off to go down there, to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just. Do you know this person you associate with is this kind of person and that kind of person? And
mm-hmm.
gave me a letter from the. Oh, God.
Oh, honey. Okay, well, like I said, you do that with the incense, and
if you can get some incense, it'd be great. Not incense,
sage.
Sage, yeah.
I will.
Sage is good.
I'm sure they've got some stores down there that have it.
Do they hate me?
No, honey. It's your.
I see impressions, but I don't think any hate.
Huh?
Wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all. It has nothing to do with you personally.
Oh.
No, it.
Like you said before, it was like something you didn't know about in the first place, and it's like someone was trying to make more out of it.
Right.
So I looked at the situation and said, okay, just let it go and forget all about it, because, you know, some people have a tendency to do that. They want you to see their perception. They want you to see what they see. And realistically, you never will see what they see, because it's always going to be from their perception. You're always going to see from your own yourself, and that's what they're trying to do. Oh, look. Let's see. I'm looking for. There was this thing I like to tell people about from time to time. To do the full moon check. Is that the full? No, new moon.
Yeah.
New moon. The new moon
we're
check.
We're coming to the third quarter moon right now.
That's true, sweetie. But right now, it's May 9th will be the new moon.
Okay.
It's also 20 degrees in Taurus. Hello.
My birthday this month.
When is your birthday, sweetie?
The 17th.
Of April?
No, of May.
Okay, good. Let's make sure we're in the same month. So your birthday is May 17th. If I'm not mistaken, that's like my brother's birthday. Well, we won't hold that against you. But
oh, Lord. Somebody else.
Well, it's
my brother is married to my freaking ex-wife. So, you know, it's one of those situations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. those kind of things happen to be rather abundant at the moment.
So when you think your life is bad, someone else will come along and go, this is what happened to me. And you're like, oh, wow, my life doesn't seem that bad no more. Anyway. You know how I've used that in when I do relationship counseling. People go, it sucks, it's going on, this is going on, this is going on. Oh, this is crazy. Oh, wow, I can't deal with this. I go, my ex-wife is married to my brother. And they're going, oh, my freaking situation is a piece of cake. Thanks, man. You know, so they're like, oh, I don't think I could ever handle that. Well, it's one of those situations that you look at people going, you know something? It's not the idea of denouncing your situation. It's showing you that if I can deal with what I got to go through, and the idea of finding a safe place and putting in the category that works, so can you. So you just
I
want
to move
situation.
To Colorado.
Well, come on, okay. Honey. You'd love it here.
Actually, this is kind of funny because of the degrees. It's like the Taurus thing is like here. It is 19 degrees, 31, 26. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool in some sense of way because the Taurus, it's a Taurus new moon, right? And the 26th is my birthday of April. And then these other variations, you could look at the other one because the 19 is like the 1 when you knock it down to a 1 digit because it's 1 and 9 is 10. Take the 1 and the 10. Don't take the 1 to 10. Take the 1 to 0 and you knock it down to a single digit, it's 1.
Right.
And then you have the 31, it's a 4, which is funny too. Seriously, 3 and 1 is 4, and 26 is my birthday. But I'm also April 26th. And the 4 represents the idea of April. So it's kind of funny. This should be a really good month for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Is the month going to get better?
Yeah, so because it talks about the keynotes here. Taurus keynotes are, I see, and when the eye is opened, all is light. So how can you mess with that one?
Just take a deep breath, honey, and then
okay,
step back.
I will.
Let go.
Okay. I got a ticket. Can I come to Colorado?
Of course.
You got a ticket?
A ticket.
A ticket. Oh, you got a ticket? You can come to Colorado?
Yep.
Hey,
I do windows at this point and clean houses. I just want a break.
Well, there you go. Come on.
There's actually, she could come here and get her hotel room down there by, you know where Prentice is? Apprentice does that kind of stuff. It's one of those job labor places.
No. She gets to come all the way into Manitou. Manitou is
okay.
Beautiful. This is where it's happening.
What is it called?
Doesn't mean she can't.
It's Manitou.
Manitou Springs is where we live at in Colorado.
It's Manitou, and it is a darling little place.
Yes, it is. But, you know, you also look at the situation working at Apprentice, you can still live here.
Wow.
I'm just saying. And right now we're going into tour season, so there might be some people still around here who are still hiring, too.
A few.
Okay.
A few.
I'm going to private you my number. And we'll talk later because I know they got some other people want to get on.
Well, honey,
okay,
you
no
keep
problem.
In touch, and hopefully we'll get to see you soon.
No problem. Believe me.
And you know what? If you come into Manitou, I can work with you face-to-face on some light work and help you get rid of some of that muck that you got going on down there. Okay?
All right. I'm going to send you my number.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Coming now if the computer would act right. Stop. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm still listening. Don't cut me off.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Bye-bye. And
bye-bye.
We're back on hold. The thing is spinning. We're going to go back. I'm going to go back to 440, see if they're hanging out or whatever. Area code 440, you're on the show, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi. Pardon?
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Good.
What's your name?
Marianne.
Oh, how's Ginger? I'll just anyway. I always thought Marianne had a crush on Gilligan. What do you think?
Yeah, probably, you know.
Right. So where's 440 at?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, that sucks. Anyway.
Sorry, Tommy.
Anyway.
It's beautiful.
No,
we have a nice lake and beaches and everything else.
Oh.
I used to go visit my friend. He lives in Parkman, which is close to Cleveland.
Yeah. It's a little bit, I think, southeast.
Yeah, that's where the they have that park up there too, where the glacier went through, and it's like, it might be Glacier Park. I'm not sure, but it's a really wild looking place. They have huge rocks and everything else. They're just like out of nowhere, just sitting there because I guess a glacier came through and dropped them right there. So that's kind of weird. So, Marianne, how can we help you? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. So we're going through lots of turmoil at work, and I am looking for a new job, hopefully internally. I've applied for a number of them, and I just wonder what you see happening and timing and anything else you can tell me.
Well, the first thing I got before you even finished what you were saying was, yeah, get the hell out and do something different and focus on the situation. It also keeps focusing on the idea what you keep focusing on, that you will get it.
Okay.
That was centered like that. It's like the last person we were talking to and was talking about the ideal things. The one thing that comes up too is the idea of awakening. It's also this card is associated with Archangel Gabriel, and it's the one that I think Gabriel was actually one who gave the message to Mary that she was going to have a baby. So it's like a messenger in itself. But also the situation, if you ever watched that unfolding with Mary, it was a lot of internal stuff that she had to deal with, not just the idea of having a baby. I mean, we got to look at the time zone, right? Being pregnant, you know, not being married and being Jewish, that couldn't have been easy. So there was a lot of internal work that needed to be done, the idea of how to come to terms with this. And so she focused on the outcome, focused on all the positive things that were going to happen. And even the process of who she met, and I told his name, Joseph, that she married, and just all those things together contributed to a positive outcome. And most people would look at the situation of, she could look at her, she always had this attitude about Jesus, and she knew what was going to happen, but she also understood why. So sometimes we have to make decisions because we know the outcome, but then again, sometimes the outcome can look bleak because we're not living it. But once we get there and realize it and we live it, it has a tendency to have a different, you know, a different feel to it, and realizing that everything was contributing to that outcome and it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. It actually turned out to be the best for everyone concerned. And that's what we saw here was called, it talks about the awakening. The awakening is also Archangel Gabriel. As not just a communicator, I've also seen Gabriel associated with writers, anybody who has anything with the idea of a message that they want to also contribute to everybody else. And it seems like in some sense the word with your life, there seems like there's a higher purpose than just working. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So when we look at the situation, I get the impression you can get a job internally, but it also seems like almost like a dissatisfaction with the whole aspect of the thing and a security part that needs to be let go of to get back to connecting with yourself again. Because I've seen some people in the process of jobs and work and that kind of stuff, and they have a tendency to put them as a foundation. My mom was one of those people thinking that if you have a job, then you are somebody, not realizing you were somebody way before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get with you. You are just an incredible person, and it seems like sometimes with what you're doing now, it kind of stifles you from actually being able to express yourself completely.
Yep.
Would you agree?
Yeah. So it's the organization I'm in, I want out. I do want out.
So it talks about a temporary standstill, but it's also showing that's what I was saying before, when it's talking about it's crucially important for you to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's somewhere along the line of this whole situation, one too many compromises questions one person and who they are. Does that make sense?
It does. Yep.
So what we're trying to do is, in the ideal, sit here and go, okay, I got to be myself. And sometimes when you say that, people, they freak out, going, okay, what does that mean? And it's like this, guys. We all know who we are. The body and the mind and the ego is what we've created that we think is about us from our conditioning, from our raisings and that kind of stuff, and the situations of compromises, you know. But when you get back to getting connected with your authentic self, it's the idea of realizing you've always been a spiritual being. It's what we was in the beginning. And then we started doubting ourselves because we ate a freaking fruit. That's why people call Adam a fruit. Anyway, anyway, you know, when you sit and look at the situation, right? We've always had this discussion where I don't blame the woman. I don't blame Eve. I blame Adam because Adam was kissing ass. In the process of kissing ass because he's scared his woman wouldn't like him anymore, he ate a fig or an apple or whatever you want to call it. I always like to sit there and specify and say, hey, people, you know something in the Bible? Read it for yourself. It says fruit of the tree. It doesn't say an apple. So you Christians out there who think you know what you're talking about, you better think that again. Because I was sitting there looking at that whole situation. Did you know that you could also do the research on that whole thing? In that whole scenario, the serpent talking to Adam and Eve, denouncing, not feeling worthy, there's like three or four different cultures that have the same story, okay? I'm not denouncing the one that we're talking about, but I think that in the process of Adam and Eve leaving the garden, I think they left the garden because they felt like they were unworthy. It wasn't the idea of getting kicked out of the garden. It was the idea, even when you read the Bible, it talks about the idea of the consequences of their actions. So they didn't get kicked out of the garden. They just didn't think they were worthy of the garden anymore. So therefore we have this population on the planet of man and woman and all this kind of stuff, okay? And then we have the garden. Adam and Eve were special, so they were in the garden. But once they didn't do that, so they took themselves out of the equation, said, okay, we don't feel special no more, so we're going to put some clothes on and hang out with the other masses, okay? And that's where we came up with a story about feeling unworthy. But then when you look at the situation, the only thing was different between Adam and Eve and the population of the world was nothing. It was perception. The reason they were in the garden, because they saw themselves for who they truly was. They were spiritual beings living a spiritual life. Okay, the ones that were outside the garden, they're living the worldly. Because we look at the situation with Cain and Abel. When Cain killed Abel, and Cain's walking through the universe, walking through the wilderness. These people, the reason God marked him, because they were so materialistic and so judgmental, that they would have killed Cain before what he did. They wouldn't try to understand it. So, you know, it's a spoiled brat. Anyway, but when you sit here and look at the situation, certain things, so people always ask the question, okay, if Adam and Eve are the only people on the planet, and they get kicked out of the garden, they have two kids, who are all those people walking in the wilderness that want to kill Cain? Now you know why. If you read the Genesis, the first part of Genesis, it says we make man in our image. And then later on, in that same Genesis part, it says God made Adam in his own image. So there's two inserts in the Bible. It talks about the creation of man. One's actually named Adam, and the other one, it says man. Okay? So in case you want to hear that, I'm just saying, I'm just helping her understand that the process of who she really is a spiritual being, which is what it was in the beginning.
But
when you look at the situation, realizing...
I do like that you bring up the not being worthy part, because that is something that as human beings, apparently from the dawn of time, we've been made to think that we are not worthy, or we've been taught that we are not worthy of all kinds of stuff.
You ever seen the thing with relationships, right? You've heard people say this before, that they would like to go out with a certain person, but they don't feel worthy. Or they might have done something in a relationship, so they say, I feel unworthy. So they're therefore, they take themselves out of the equation, thinking that, and that's what I'm saying before, last time before, I was talking about relationship counseling, and the lady was talking about that she felt like she needed to give this guy space. And I said, you know something? Never give anybody anything unless they ask for it. Because if they're misinterpreting that whole, if they're misinterpreting it, right, and she gives him space because she thinks he wants space, realistically what she's saying is, I have no clue what he wants. So I just give him some space, I'll let him figure it out. He's looking at her going, well, she's getting more distant, and then he'll get distant. So it sets off a chain reaction. Next thing you know, two people are going two different directions, going, okay, what happened? The point is, nothing happened because neither one of you guys did anything. We've also seen people do the same thing with jobs. I don't feel worthy to go out and get what I want. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel like I'm qualified to do anything else than what I'm doing. See, they're talking to themselves and denouncing themselves, and they don't feel they're worthy of living their life purpose, not realizing it has nothing to do with qualification. And more likely, once they make a decision to live their life purpose, when they go after it, they'll start realizing that the most of the qualifications for those jobs and everything else, they've always had. They've been living in. I mean, when I started doing counseling and stuff like that, I realized I've been doing counseling since I was in high school, because I've been giving advice to people. Just because I wasn't getting paid for it doesn't mean I wasn't giving counseling. And that's where we have this misconception. What's the difference between being an amateur and a professional? The professional gets paid.
Right.
Okay, so when you look at the situation, what she should be doing with her life is, it's the idea of sitting down, determining exactly what do I want to do, okay, and going after it. Let's say that, hypothetically, let's say she doesn't get exactly what she wants. We have to also sit back and look at what we have accomplished and realize that we did that. So therefore, it's just a certain unworthiness about her that she's not getting it.
Okay.
So she has to sit there to get worthy. What?
Something came up for me at the very, very beginning of this conversation. When Marianne, when you talked about the turmoil at work, I'm a light worker, so first thing I think of is, oh, put light around it. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's me, that's what I would do, and not everybody does that. So, although, let me reiterate, everybody is capable.
Of course they're capable. You know why they're capable of doing that and putting light on things? Because
that was
the very first thing that God did when he created the world. The very first thing he said was,
let there be light,
and everything was eliminated. So what happens is when we get away from God, and we get away from ourselves and who we really are, that's when things start getting dark. When we get back to who we are, we're illuminated beings. I mean, look at spirits. You ever seen spirits? I have. Anyway, I'm just saying, the definition of spirits. Spirits are not dark entities. They're light, pure light, like angels are pure light, pure energy. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I'm just saying, Marianne, you get to put love and light around where you work. It doesn't mean you have to stay there.
Right.
It doesn't mean you should stay there. It just, and it may assist you greatly, because it keeps coming up for me that I really get to share that with you. Just put love and light around it. Love everyone there. Love the situation, knowing that each person is on their journey, learning everything that they need to learn, and that you've gotten what you needed from that situation, and you can walk away happy and complete.
Now look at everybody with arrows, right? Look at everybody with arrows. And I told this one person, I said, when you're having a problem with a situation, start looking at people's foreheads. Do you see an arrow pointing in a certain direction? That's actually that person that you're actually associated with right then and there is pointing you in the right direction. If he fires you, he just gave you a boost in the right direction. Because you're no longer, something the idea of not no longer being worthy. It could be realistically the way you're working at, you're overqualified for those people, and they don't understand and see your worth. So therefore, you'll be gravitated and taken somewhere else where when you look at these people and the lack of what they do or what they don't do, you can actually see the situation where you're at and watch everything get illuminated, even the direction that you need to go into. But you have to really trust yourself and be your... I think that's why I keep saying over and over again, and it's crucially important for you to be yourself so you can actually trust what you see because you trust yourself.
Yeah, and I've gotten confirmation. So, I mean, I really decided that I want out of the department I'm in and got some fairly good confirmation the other day from someone I just met. So it was like, okay, this decision was right on. So, mm-hmm. so yeah, I'm getting a lot of that, but I just, unfortunately, they have put me in a position that I don't want, mm-hmm. and am really working hard to get out into another organization. So,
well, honey, it's your life. Take the bull by the horns.
And that's what I'm doing. So I've put in for the job. I've been calling in people I know that know me, that know people to put in references. I'm going to be writing a letter, you know, over the weekend to send to them in terms of, you know, the specific things I bring to the jobs that they've got posted. So I'm working to actively have one of those come to fruition. So.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, like I said, mm-hmm. do surround it with love and light. Okay. Be in gratitude for all that you have accomplished there, all that you have gained from that, and you know, just a genuine love for all those people there, even in their muck, because
yep.
they're
right.
you know, they're learning.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I hope we helped you out too as well.
Yes, thank you.
So is there anything else? Like, you know, love life.
You know, right now the job is my focus. So.
Okay. I'm just saying, in the process of finding one life's purpose and where you really need to be at,
yep.
you also have a tendency to attract the person you're going to be with, too, as a life partner.
Yes.
So, you're right. There's nothing to worry about once you make that decision. Everything else will just fall into place afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And it's really the job. I mean, unfortunately, the job they put me in, I'm working 7 days a week, pretty much 12, 14, 16, 18-hour days. So
yeah, that's, you get to be, that gets to go behind you.
Yeah.
You get to be done with that.
Yeah, so I need to move to another job, and I think everything else will fall into place. So.
I think so too, honey.
Yep. Very good. Well, thank you both.
You
oh,
have
welcome.
A wonderful
thank
night.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Donnie.
What?
Donnie. Are you aware that it is 10:18?
No, it's actually 10:17 over here. Wow, time changing.
Well, my little cell phone is on the world clock time.
Oh, it's 10:18 now. I was just asking you if you had any more, like, any kind of, I asked you this yesterday, but you had the soup thing. I was wondering if you had any more soup. Because the lady I was talking to today, she can't pay me until Saturday, which is tomorrow. But I got plenty of tuna and plenty of rice.
Okay. Oh, my kitty would like you. My Mr. Kitty, he's around here somewhere meowing for tuna.
People are watching this, listening to the show going, what the hell are they talking about? Mr. Kitty, get a room. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
I know, that does sound really twisted, especially with the sex subject popping up here and there throughout the show. No, this cat has just shown up out of the middle of nowhere. I've been here since July, and the last month, this gray tomcat
has been on the air for 2 hours. Anyway, we only been on the air for 2 hours. I mean, since July.
But anyway. No, I've been in this apartment, silly.
I know.
Anyway, so he's just, you know, he has found me and has attached himself to me in my home, and I fed him all the yucky tuna that I didn't like. And, you never feed a stray cat, especially not tuna.
Yeah, so I was thinking about, for some reason, noodle soup or something.
Noodle soup?
Or chicken noodle soup, whatever. So I was like, hey, you know, you talked about it last night, and I'm sitting there going, okay, so...
You're going to eat soup at 10:30 at night?
Right now, my stomach is going, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
we eat any more rice and tuna, I'm going to go turn into a big white piece of rice.
Right. Well, okay, let's see. You realize that you should not eat 4 hours before you go to bed, right?
I'm not going to bed. I'm going to work on a random tonight, so I probably won't be going to bed till 4. So I think I'll be good.
How can you stay up so late and still get to the shop by 11?
Every time I do that, I always ask myself the same question. What the hell are you doing?
So sometimes it's best to...
Seriously, right
well,
now, lately...
one must take care of one's body, which means...
Since I've been doing this, it's really good.
Adequate sleep. Anyway, meditation, proper nutrition, and adequate sleep.
We'll be right back with this word from our sponsors from Bayer Aspirin. Do you have a migraine? Well...
Oh no. I'm sure there are people who listen to us and just go, what is wrong with them?
Do you like green tea? Now go to Walmart and get Arizona green tea. Honey,
oh,
and
you know what?
Don't
advertise Walmart.
Huh? Okay, go to Safeway,
Walmart.
Get green tea. We can still do the same thing. Go to Safeway, get some green tea.
Patsy has green tea.
Never tasted so good. Get you the gallon. Make it last longer. Anyway.
Oh, you're funny.
Okay,
and
so what about me?
What?
I said, so what does that mean? And you go, what? I said,
and it means we're boycotting Walmart. Don't advertise them.
So, you want to go to China?
May as well. Love and light, Heather. Love and light.
Okay, so?
All right. Well, are we going to wrap things up? Or are we taking more calls?
We can only take more calls if they call us. And right now, you're the only person in the queue.
Oh,
that's
woo-hoo!
Why we're talking to you.
I didn't mean that in a negative way. I meant that as, like, it's my party. I'm the only one in the queue.
Right. We, you sort of put it in a different perspective. So what she meant was, yahoo, we helped all those people. Now we can go with a clear conscience that we've done our job.
I was seriously thinking it was my dance party by myself,
It's my party, and I'll cry if I...
No,
I wish we could change
it's not...
That.
We're
going to
change that song.
If I want to smile, I'll smirk at you, people.
Dance. It's a dance party. As a matter of fact, I had David Guetta playing before the show.
You what?
I was listening to David Guetta before the show.
Oh.
I know so many people who'd be going, oh, Heather, really? But yes, I like the dance music. I can't help it. Led Zeppelin has a lovely, beautiful part in my heart, but there's times I gotta dance.
Okay.
Mhm.
So was you saying I could come over or not? Ooh.
Well, it is.
I know. You want to sit and do this after the show, or if we just
let's
say bye?
Let's wrap this up, and we'll discuss things quietly in other ways.
Okay. Let's go to my private line in the back cave. Okay.
I want a private reading.
Okay, no problem. All right, so we'll sit here and say goodbye to everybody. Tell everybody thank you for all the callers.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Like, thank you for all the listeners, and may God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love was given. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.